Now, the evacuation of the last remaining terrorist faction in the Damascus suburb of Eastern Ghouta has started. The first four buses carrying terrorists from Douma, the last town they occupied in Eastern Ghouta, is en route to the northern city of Jarablus. The buses have passed a checkpoint where an inspection for explosive devices took place. Up to 50 buses are expected to leave Douma. The evacuation comes after a deal was reached between the Syrian army and the terrorists. Earlier, a similar agreement led to the evacuation of another Takfiri outfit known as Feylaq al-Rahman to the province of Idlib. Terrorist groups have occupied Eastern Ghouta for around 7 years now. The region has been used to launch regular attacks on the Syrian capital, Damascus. Press TV's correspondent in Damascus says the Douma evacuation deal with terrorists is very important because it facilitates the release of thousands of kidnapped civilians.
Of course, the deal itself is very important in Douma because in Douma in particular, there are over 3,500 kidnapped civilians and army personnel that Jaish al-Islam kidnapped in the past 5 to 6 years and are inside the prisons of Jaish al-Islam inside Douma. This deal also would lead to the release of those kidnapped people. There will be a work team headed by Russia and also included the representatives of the Syrian government and Astana talks guarantors, meaning representatives from Iran and Turkey, will be also part of supervising the process of the release of those kidnapped civilians. Also, the terrorists will be handing over their heavy and medium weapons before leaving towards Jarablus, and eventually this deal will lead to purging the entire area of Douma and getting rid of the terrorists, and the Syrian government institutions will be restored inside. The Syrian army will also enter, and of course humanitarian aid will enter for the civilians.